from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Who are you looking at tomorrow? It'll be Reaction Monday coming up. Who are you looking at tomorrow that you're going to be reacting to and discussing, whether good or bad? For me, Clint, I am still on number 8.
Still?
This is it, man. I've got
Mechie fatigue.
I think it was it last week. I think the reason why I say number 8 is I find it very odd that he is playing where he has been playing. But I think D'Amico Ryans is the potential special coach that many people have said and many people feel like he is. And I just can't believe he's just going to continue with this production, lack thereof, and then continuing to let him stay up there. Because I think this could be the end for John Mechie if he continues to have the performances he's been having. Because I just, like, it's hard for me to kind of continue to praise the great coaching staff that I think the Texans have, and then him continuing to run out here and take up. Like you said the other day, man, if I'm Xavier Hutchinson, if I'm some of these guys, and he's getting run and I'm not, like, that's I think they're a good program, a good organization, and well run. I just can't keep believing that he's going to continue to do what he's doing and get these opportunities with the first unit. So for me, like, I feel like we're going to be reacting whether, all right, he took a step and did what he needed to do, or, hey, it's over. And it ain't just us.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. There might be a conversation there, Ron, but I've got some serious Mechie fatigue. I mean, he has done, as we've said multiple times, he has done absolutely nothing at this point for us to have talked about him as much as he has, and really he has done absolutely nothing to earn the you know, just over and over again getting those opportunities with the ones. Now, he was drafted in the second round, and maybe the justification is this team needs to make a really, really strong decision on whether they're going to keep him or not. And they want to flip every stone before they decide to part ways with him.
It's the last stone.
I've not seen anything.
I know it.
If you can't create separation, if you can't run away from coverage, if you've got a drop problem, if you can't physically go up and whether it's climb the ladder and catch a 50-50 ball, or it's run a slant in the 3rd and 4 and 5 situation and big body the catch for a first down. Like, if you can't do those things for an extended period of time, which we're going on all year last year and another camp this year of doing that, like, the catches over the middle of the field versus soft coverage the first week of training camp is, I mean, You can't hang your hat on that. That's so
it. This is the final stone, as you said. This is it.
Yeah, we got to be getting near the final stone. I'll tell you one for me, and we've already talked about it. There's a lot of them, obviously. Just talking about, you know, tomorrow's game. You know, who do you want to be talking about on Reaction Monday? I'll go with Brevin Jordan, and I say Brevin Jordan because one, he's a unique skill set that I think Bobby Slowick and CJ Stroud are really looking forward to using. He's a little bit outside the box in a sense of when you talk about the big five skill players on this team, he's outside that group. And so he's a little bit left out. But at practice this week, I saw two practices, and at both practices, there's no doubt about it, Brevin Jordan was a priority. Brevin Jordan was getting targeted. Now, not quite like Diggs was that one day, but when he's been healthy, he's a guy that consistently flashes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.